So you're not supposed to, but then if you put him out, he's not going to live anyway. The dogs will have him toward the bits, and you can't stop them. So there you go.
Maybe you could call the Game and Fish Commission.
We're going to have to, he said something about maybe calling the Santa Fe Junior or Santa Fe Museum, see if they'd come out or send somebody from the college out to pick him up or something, but I don't know.
Is that in Ocala?
Gainesville.
Gainesville. They ought to want him.
I told Carl, you know, maybe put him down there at Silver Springs around the jungle cruise route, you know, and let him stay in one of those trees and just feed him down there. Maybe they might could do something down there with him. I don't know.
Yeah, but that. He'd be just a tourist attraction.
And Carl said, well, he didn't, I don't know.
He deserved more.
Wanted to keep him for a while. Well, even if you put him in a museum, he's going to be all caged up, put up. You know what they're going to do with him.
They can't, all the animals in the national forest are protected, aren't they? Maybe you could send
some of them are, and some of them aren't. They go in certain areas, I guess, of it. They might.
You could set them out. There's the National Forest at Ocala, isn't there?
Oh, I think just don't, I guess, put him in the reserved area where they allow no hunting, period. Because a lot of those hunters out there kill things they're really not supposed to. Some by accident, and I think some on purpose.
Yeah. You tell me about the coffee. Putting milk in your coffee. You'd say some people like it.
With cream? Some don't.
They're talking about milk. You say some people like it.
Like milk? Some don't like milk.
What do you call coffee that doesn't have milk in it?
Black coffee.
Any other names?
No, just black coffee.
Do you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And you tell a child, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do
without.
And you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them
with milk.
And you say this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Made breakfast.
Or I
fixed, ate breakfast.
Okay. And yesterday at that time I'd already
eaten.
And if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay, and you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has
broken the glass.
Okay, but I didn't mean to.
Yeah, break the glass.
And you say I was thirsty and I what, a glass of water?
Drink.
And you say how much have you
drunk today?
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say
they will have to do it.
Or would you say you and I will have to do it, or me and you will have to do it?
You and I will have to get the job done.
Uh-huh. What if you were talking about, say, your husband and yourself? You'd say
we will have to do the job.
Or if you don't say we, would you say
he and I will have to get the chore done?
Okay. Is that what you naturally would say, he and I? You would never say me and him, or him and me?
No, I probably would say he will do the job, or he may do the job, and I will do the job, or I want to do the job.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs
both of us.
And say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say it's
me.
And if it was a man, you'd say it's
she.
If it's a man. If
he.
And if it's two people.
Them.
And you say he's not as tall as
she.
We're talking about yourself.
Me.
And, or I'm not as tall as
him.
And he can do that better than
I.
And if something belongs to me,